Time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter A. Smith Furniture and Design. And let's start by talking about the new showbiz team of Obama and Springsteen. Hi, Dean.
Yeah, it's going to be one heck of a talk show.
Yeah, it would be.
How great would that be if they just did a late night show? And I'm not sure who would be the sidekick in that. But they did a podcast together, the former president and the boss. And now they're going to be putting out a book that'll be called Renegades Born in the USA, same title as the podcast that's out on Spotify right now. The book version will be built on the conversations that they had for the podcast, and they're going to build some new stories into it, lots of photographs, illustrations, and they're saying that this new book will be out October the 26th. All eight episodes of the podcast right now are out on Spotify.
The Stones are going to be touring again. How come they're not coming to Chicago? Or do you think they might add our city?
I don't think so. Not this time around. They were about to launch their No Filter tour just as the pandemic hit last year, so the whole thing was canceled. We were not on the schedule for that because they had come here the year before. And so they have just this morning, about an hour ago, announced that the tour is back on again. It's going to start September 26th, and we'll go to Charlotte, Pittsburgh, Nashville, Minneapolis, Tampa, Dallas, Atlanta, Detroit, and Austin. They did add some new cities to this tour: New Orleans for their big Jazz and Heritage Festival, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas, and sorry, Chicago, no Rolling Stones this time. They're we can't get no satisfaction.
Well, you can go to Nashville. You fly there in about an hour.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's not too far. I guess, yeah, Minneapolis is far. I don't think I would drive that far to go and see them. Detroit is like a half an hour flight.
You know what? I'm ruined for Stones concerts ever since going to the Double Door and seeing them that night from about 20 feet away.
Yeah, that had to be amazing. And remember, they used to always, whenever they were in town, they would always stop at the old Checkerboard Lounge,
right,
in Brownsville. And anyone who was lucky enough to just happen to be there on those nights got to see the Stones. I saw them last at Soldier Field, which is the complete opposite of the Double Door or Checkerboard Lounge.
For sure,
you know, it's like the biggest venue in town. But it still was an amazing show.
Always with them.
You know, they brought the... if you can bring intimacy to a show at Soldier Field, you know what you're doing. And, you know, they did their hits and some new songs, and I'm sure that's what they're going to be doing for this new tour. But for right now, I'm mad at them for not coming to Chicago. If Mick Jagger calls me, I will not be taking his call.
A lot of people are mad at Eric Clapton today. Tell us about what he said concerning where he will play and where he will not play.
Yeah, well, it's all about the COVID-19 vaccine, and he's not exactly saying that he's an anti-vaxxer. But he, while most of the performers are playing in venues that are requiring people to have vaccinations, Clapton has said that he will not perform on any stage where vaccines are required. He said that either he won't play or there needs to be some kind of provision made for people who want to attend the concert who have not been vaccinated. He says it's he has the right to cancel the show, and people have a right to either be vaccinated or not be vaccinated. You can all, you know, make up your own minds about how you feel about that, but it seems to stem from when he got his vaccination. He got the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is what they're doing in England. He said the first dose made him sick, and the second dose made his hands and feet go numb for 2 weeks. I have not heard of any kind of a reaction like that from a vaccine, but this is the AstraZeneca vaccine, very different. But he said that he was scared that he'd never be able to play the guitar again. But he wants to be able to play venues where anybody can come. So I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I don't know if that means that you would have to wear a mask if you're not vaccinated. I don't know if you're put into a certain part of the a venue hall if you're not vaccinated. I would not be comfortable in a venue like that, knowing that there's a large group of people mm-hmm. who are not vaccinated, especially with the numbers going up for people who are not vaccinated right now. But that's what Eric Clapton is doing.
Yep. I think given the variant now, most people would be uncomfortable with that situation. Dean, who are the 2021 Kennedy Center honorees?
I think a pretty worthy class of 2021. Bette Midler will be inducted this December. Joni Mitchell, Saturday Night Live creator Lorne Michaels, Motown founder Berry Gordy, and Bob's favorite, opera singer Justino Diaz. There's always one in there that I've never heard of, I'll be perfectly honest.
Maybe it's just a trick. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's just to keep us all honest. Like, right, you throw one ringer in there.
Right.
No, opera fans, I'm sure, they're fully aware. I'm not a big opera fan, so I'm afraid I don't know.
You ever go to the Civic on a winter's evening? It's great. You bring some chocolates there with you, and you can
take a nap.
Yeah, it's delightful.
Seems like
cozy.
Seems like kind of an expensive ticket to just to take a nap.
Yeah, that's true.
I can do it at home for free. But still, boy, are we paying homage to this person, opera singer Justino Diaz.
Okay.
They will be inducted December 5th. They always televise the broadcast generally in January, so we'll look forward to that later this year.
I was looking up on one of the monitors here in the studio, and WGN-TV had a clip of the Walk of Fame ceremony out in Hollywood, and Marla Gibbs, did she faint? What happened?
Yeah, she almost dropped to the ground. She was being honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She was giving her speech at the podium, and then suddenly she just stopped talking and remained still for what seemed like an eternity. It really was only just a few seconds, and her son came running up to help her. She was helped to a chair. She did kind of black out for a few minutes, but she is okay. She's 90 years old, which I find, I guess it makes sense, but I just can't picture Marla Gibbs, who we know from the Jeffersons and from 227,
mm-hmm.
Being 90 years old. She said that she
doesn't look it.
No, she does not. Mm-hmm. Or I mean, she's spry and sassy. Mm-hmm. Just still said she was overcome by the heat and all of the excitement of the day, but she's okay now.
I have never seen a movie reviewed more poorly than the new Space Jam. Is it really that bad?
It's not that bad. It's it is what it is. I mean, it's an animated movie. I don't go in there thinking it's going to be Casablanca or Citizen Kane. I mean, you have to use sort of a sliding scale when you're comparing movies to movies. But the director of the original Space Jam is comparing this new movie to his version of it, and not very favorably. His name is Joe Pitka, and he told TMZ that the new Space Jam is so boring that he had to watch it in five chunks in order to get through the whole thing. Says that LeBron James, who is the central figure in this one, can't even compare to Michael Jordan, because Michael Jordan was the biggest celebrity in the world when the original Space Jam came out in 1996. He said the original had a better supporting cast, including Bill Murray and the great Charles Barkley. He went after the soundtrack of the movie, saying that the new one is insignificant. The original contained I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly. And he said that he didn't even like Bugs Bunny in the new movie.
Now he's gone too far.
As well, how does anybody hate Bugs Bunny? I thought the movie was fine. I think I gave it a B when it came out a couple of weeks ago. It's entertaining enough. The kids are going to like it more than the grown-ups, but it's not one of these movies where the grown-ups are going to be completely bored. There are some little double entendres and things in it that will make sense to the grown-ups that won't make sense to the kids. I don't think it's as awful as all that, but nice to see he's not holding a grudge after 25 years.
What's his name?
Joe Pitka.
Oh, Joe Pitka. Yeah, he's pretty well respected, and Elmer Fudd wants to debate him, I hear, so we look forward to that. Thank you, Dean, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right.